This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
I tell you what, you don't need to worry about me taking the foam roll because I travel with my own foam roll.
So I'm not surprised.
And Chris Ello.
All right, we'll take a break. See if Scrooby can screw up next segment as well.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
Kicking off the 4 o'clock hour here. We got a couple of hours to go. We're going to play a little Chris versus the fans here in just a second. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios right here in San Diego, California. We miss Tony Gwynn Jr. today. He's traveling back with the Padres, traveling back to the West Coast.
I tried to get him on from the plane, but connection was spotty.
Couldn't you use Manny Machado's phone? Doesn't
he probably has like a satellite phone or something?
Must have a satellite feed somewhere.
Well, no, I mean the planes. I'm assuming that they have Wi-Fi on them for the Padres players and
right
crew and cast and all that stuff.
Well, don't bother with Tony. Just get Manny Machado on.
Oh yeah, Manny, you can co-host with us.
Manny's been on the show in
twice.
3.5 years. Twice.
Twice. Yeah.
I thought it was once. I know we interviewed him in the dugout about 2 years
ago.
We
did interview him
in
the dugout. Oh, Tony interviewed him on the day he signed.
Ah.
And then we played. Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah, that was the day that he was Manny Machado.
Yeah.
That was a long, long time ago.
Well, he still is, I mean.
He's still Manny Machado, especially if he keeps hitting 350.
Yeah.
Padres beat the Phillies today 2-0 behind Yu Darvish. 7 shutout innings. Taylor Rogers got the last 4 outs. Padres had nothing in the way of offense. But then they had nothing in the way of offense the entire series in Philadelphia. Played 3 games in Philly, scored 5 runs, had exactly 2 extra base hits, both doubles. One a double by Grisham in the first game of the series, another a double by Cronenworth in the second game of the series. That's it. But bottom line, Padres take 2 out of 3 and keep on keeping on. Game and a half back of the Dodgers. Day off tomorrow. And then, or no day off tomorrow, I'm sorry. Tomorrow's Friday. That would be kind of strange.
I'm all confused, too.
Tomorrow they play in San Francisco after our program at 2 o'clock. You know what that is right there?
Did you really just eat on the air?
That is a big point of contention on this program right there. Here, I'll listen to it again.
No, please do not. What are you doing?
Scraby hates.
Why are you eating those crackers
Scraby
right now?
My crackers.
I hate them. Hate them.
I'm just giving everybody a little inside peek behind the scenes of the show.
I complain about them almost every day.
Complains about the fact that I bring a baggie of these Trader Joe's crackers into work.
They stink.
They're delicious.
They stink.
And I might add, nutritious. And I don't think they have any odor of any kind.
They are
so
smelly.
You are the only person on earth who has a problem with these crackers. And I can tell you that they are in such demand that when they actually have them in stock at Trader Joe's, I buy like 7 or 8 bags. Because they may not have them in stock for another month or two.
It's honestly to the point where I told
we
Chris, I'm like...
We argue about this every single day.
We do.
You'd think you'd be kind of over it by now.
No, I hate them that much. I don't know why.
How would you like it if every time you brought a meal in to eat, I said I hated your meal?
I get it. I get that I'm crazy. And I've even said before I've complained, I said, I understand that I'm being a little crazy here, but I cannot stand your crackers.
These are the crackers right here.
Okay, can you please get them away? I couldn't believe that you ate one. I was like, am I really hearing this right now?
He hates them so much.
I do.
You know what? Even when we're all in a great mood, complaint department is closed today. We're all happy about the way the Padres are playing, but I can still get Scraby's goat with the crackers.
Every day. Tony even says, let the man eat Scrabes.
Just let the man have a cracker, for heaven's sakes.
I'm so
you don't like anything that I eat. The crackers you don't like just because it's on merit. You don't like them.
Yeah.
And you hate my... My little energy bar that
well,
I eat.
That's because your throat closes
throat
on.
Every time.
Yes, because you're allergic to them and you have an allergic reaction every time you eat them.
If it was up to you, I would never eat at all.
I'm okay with you eating like your apple and your string cheese.
That is okay?
Yeah.
And by the way, you just got my entire menu.
I did.
Every
I know exactly
show.
What you're eating.
Every single show.
Apple, those disgusting crackers, and then string cheese.
Why is it that I don't even change it up?
I don't know. I've been wondering the same thing for like 3 years.
Eat the exact same thing every single day. That's weird. But then again, that's me. All right. Boston Celtics, Miami Heat, game 2 of the NBA's Eastern Conference Finals. They tip off in about 90 minutes down in Miami. Boston Celtics center Al Horford will be available for game 2 tonight. Horford missed game 1 because of the COVID protocol. And he will be able to play tonight. Marcus Smart is listed as probable. And I would think if both those guys are able to play and play well, Celtics can even this series. But, boy, Jimmy Butler sure is playing at a high level right now. And speaking of the NBA playoffs, just an awful shooting display last night by the Dallas Mavericks. And not much better by the Golden State Warriors, mind you. But good enough for the Warriors to take game 1 of the West, 112-87.
Yeah.
112-87.
Not good.
Yikes. That was the 20th postseason game this year decided by more than 20 points.
That's bad.
That's bad, right?
It's bad.
You'd expect much more contentious games than that.
I agree.
Today's program brought to you by Gomez Trial Attorneys. If you're seriously injured, get a real trial attorney. Get Gomez. All right, let's get into today's Chris versus the Fans, Greg.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I am back to Master of Ceremonies for said events right now. Chris versus the Fans. I almost said Gwen versus the Fans and messed it up, but the rules are.
It's going to be difficult for Gwen versus the Fans today because Tony's not on the program.
Yeah, you have to make it through 3 questions. Each question will get more difficult as you go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win and... You will be qualified for a 2-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, including a round of golf for two and dinner at Edge Steakhouse. Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, legendary Vegas fun. We haven't played in a couple days, so...
Hang on a second.
I'm going to take those, and I'm going to smash them with my feet, and I'm going to film it, and then I'm going to put it on the internet, and everybody's going to be on my side. They'll probably think I'm crazy.
They're not going to be able to smell them on the internet.
This is true.
That's your biggest complaint, is that the chips smell.
If you would like to smell the chips, I'll send you one. No, I'm just kidding.
Send them one of my crackers in the mail?
And then you open the box and that disgusting wafting smell.
There's no odor to these crackers of any kind. You're the only one. You make it all up.
All right, let's go to Michael in Lemon Grove. What's up, Michael? How are we doing?
Doing well, guys. I mean, nothing will be as bad as watching
Sween Dog eat that burger on TV, though. So eat your crackers all day long,
Chris. I've heard of this. I have not seen it yet.
I didn't see that. What happened? He ate a Philly cheeseburger or something?
No, Atlanta's got that like $100, $200 burger
yeah,
in their ballpark.
I heard about that, yeah.
The lobster tail. They made him eat it on the Peacock TV broadcast.
Oh, my goodness.
And the lobster tail, like, what are we doing?
Another reason why the Peacock TV broadcast ought to be banned forever.
Lobster tail. All yes. right, Michael. Here we go. You're a veteran player, so question number one. Other than the outfield, what position did Babe Ruth play?
Pitcher.
Boom. I've been, I got a complaint that the number one questions were too hard, so.
Too hard?
Yeah.
Ah, that one's good.
Question number two.
Solid question. Don't give in to airplane
I'm not.
Yet.
I'm not.
Just forge on.
All right, Michael, the NFL is going to play an international game in three countries in 2022. Name two of those three countries.
Mexico, Germany, and England.
He got them all. I knew the UK was going to come up, but I figured Mexico was come up. I didn't know if anybody knew Germany, but
no,
he
because
did.
Because you've complained about it on the
I have not complained about Germany,
times.
No.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
you
yes,
like
I did.
You don't like any games
I
in
did.
Europe because you have to wake up early on Sunday and watch the game, and you don't like to do that.
I that's not what I said.
That's
we'll,
exactly
we'll fight
what
again
said.
Later.
You had no trouble getting up to watch Rory McIlroy golf.
All right, Michael, you are on to question number three. Here we go. Who won the World Series MVP when the St. Louis Cardinals won it all in 2011? What'd you say? Sorry?
Adam Wainwright.
Adam Wainwright. Always a great guess. But incorrect here. Chris?
Well, Michael's a really good player.
He is.
And I feel bad about remembering this. I think this was the World Series that they played the Texas Rangers, and that was the series that David Freese took over the series.
David
in game
Freese.
Six.
He did.
And I believe he won the MVP.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry about
Michael.
That, Michael.
Good playing.
Very
good,
good playing.
Playing,
though, and good to have you on the program. You'll,
yes.
You'll get your... I'm sure he's qualified before.
He has.
And will qualify
has.
Again.
He has.
Just
all right,
not today.
Not today.
Yes.
Let's go to Arnold. What's going on, Arnold? Are you ready to play?
Hello, Arnold.
I'm ready to play, and I'm not complaining. I'd rather be a Padres fan than a Reds fan.
All right. All right. Yeah, that's true. He'd rather be a Padres fan than a Reds fan. I would, too, because the Reds got nothing going on right now.
I'd rather be a Padres fan than just about any team in baseball
yeah.
right now.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of other teams have it bad. But
yeah.
All right. Here we go, Arnold. Question number one. Tony La Russa has managed three teams for at least 10 seasons or more. Which team did he manage for the longest?
That's number one.
The Cardinals.
There we go. I figured it would always come back to the Cardinals, so
enough,
I did put it at
tough,
number one.
That's a tough number one, but I like it.
I didn't. Yeah,
gettable.
He's coached for a couple teams
you know,
a couple times.
Whoever complained that the number one questions are too tough, I mean, I think most of them are pretty much, you know, solid. Easy,
I
and,
think,
but not everybody knows everything. I mean, that's part of the game.
Yeah, that's
you know?
True.
I mean, it's the luck of the draw.
Luck of the Irish.
I think you have very good number one questions.
Thank you. All right, here we go, Arnold. Question
number I told you
number
this before. I think you do a good job
two.
Of separating one, two, and three.
Yeah.
In general.
Because if I know it, it's a two.
So it's
if
two.
I don't, it's a three. Here we all go, right. Arnold. What box? Ugh, let me start that over. What Boston Red Sox hitter holds the 2022 season record for consecutive games with a hit? Or at least he did hold it, but is still a Boston Red Sox hitter.
So it's who's had the longest hitting streak this season.
Correct, but this may have changed.
May have changed.
In the last couple days.
Oh. Well, that's not good enough.
This is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
I don't know any Boston Red Sox, so I'm going to say Xander Roberts, but I could be wrong.
Oh, okay. No, you're close enough. Xander Bogaerts. You said the first name correctly. That's incorrect, though, Chris.
All right, so what is it? Who has the longest hitting streak in baseball this season?
Who has or slash had
yeah.
2022 season record for consecutive games with a hit at 13.
Devers? Rafael Devers?
Ooh, I thought you were going to get it. J.D. Martinez.
Really?
Yes.
Didn't hear about that.
Yes.
He's the only one. He's got a 13-game hitting streak, the longest by any player this year. That's
this year, crazy. Yeah. That seems like a lot, though.
Good for you, Arnold. Take advantage of it.
All right, Arnold. Here we
Take
go.
Take advantage of it. I missed. You got a shot here. Question three.
Number three. Another Red Sox question.
Two in a row.
No, let's go with the NBA. I'm gonna mix it up.
Mixing it up.
What NBA player averaged the most points per game this season during the regular season?
Who led the league in scoring this year, Arnold?
Oh, wow. I'm going to be guessing big time. I would say Giannis.
Giannis, that's a good guess. That's a good guess, but that is unfortunately incorrect. Chris?
It's not Giannis?
It's not Giannis.
No, it's not. It's Joel Embiid.
Joel Embiid
should have been the MVP.
I'm sorry, Arnold. Great playing. You got all the way to question number three.
Yeah, he did well there. Good job.
All right. We're going to take one more.
Okay.
I got to put this person on hold. Okay, here we go. Steve, San Diego. What's up, Steve? Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right, Steve. Here we go. Buddy.
Question number one. Matt Ryan is now the quarterback of what NFL team?
Colts,
boom. Good start.
I can't remember,
Steve.
Who's the quarterback in Atlanta now? I have no idea.
Don't care.
Didn't mean either.
Is it Mariota?
Oh, very good. Yes. Wow.
Give Steve another one.
All right. Jeez. Steve, that was great.
Steve, you're on to the final question.
I don't need Wikipedia. I need Steve.
I'm making a judgment call. That's his second question.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. All right,
Steve. He's on to number three.
You are on to number three, Steve. Here we
go. That's right,
Steve. Because that was a tough question that he just answered.
One. I didn't know it.
All right, Steve. What former Boston Red Sox outfielder has 14 more career home runs than former teammate Big Poppy David Ortiz? And this outfielder had 555 home runs in their Boston Red Sox career. Or not Boston.
All with Boston?
It's a Boston Red Sox player. No, but not all with Boston. I'm sorry. It was with other teams as well.
Was it Manny Ramirez?
Manny Ramirez is the winner. Nice job.
Very good. Steve rolled right through that.
All right, Steve. I know I've got your last name, but I'm going to confirm it. I'm going to put you on hold.
All right. Steve takes down Christmas the fans today. He qualifies for a chance to go to the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Round of golf, 4-2. Also dinner at Edge Steakhouse. Give the prize away at the end of the month, and Steve is in the running for it. Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. It's legendary. It's Vegas. It's fun. You know something, Scraby?
Yes.
I think that you ought to have a little chat with the sales department here.
Okay.
And you and Adam go in there together.
Okay, all right.
I think, you know, two strength in numbers.
Okay, all right.
And you tell them, you know, Chris Ello.
Okay, where is this going?
All right.
I'm involved.
You're involved.
All right.
Chris Ello and I would like to experience one of these Las Vegas getaways so that we can better talk about it and
this
promote
is true.
It on the air.
This is absolutely true. How can we promote this without knowing what it's like?
Right. We don't know anything about it. I, unfortunately, have been to Las Vegas many times, luckily so, but I've never been to the Westgate Las Vegas Resort, or at least I don't think I have.
Or the Edge Steakhouse.
I've never been to the Edge Steakhouse, and I've never had a round of golf or two at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort.
You know what? You're onto something.
Do you like this idea?
I do.
Go in and talk to the sales department. Tell them, you know, on a weekend somewhere, fly us into Vegas. Let us experience.
On a private jet.
I'll even go on a public jet.
Okay.
And let us experience this giveaway so that we can better promote it.
You're absolutely right. This is the most brilliant thing we've talked about.
I knew you would like this
idea. Yeah, of course.
It's about time I come up with
an
idea.
I'll get my celery sticks poolside.
All right. We'll take a break. Good job by Steve. Takes down Chris versus the fans today. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, Daily Gambit. And that'll be followed up by a Big Five. So you want to know what's going on in sports. We got winners and losers, and we got all the top stories of the day coming up. And then Charlie Hoffman after that. So don't go anywhere. Chris, Ello, Matt, Scraby, Gwynn, and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Complaint department is closed today because the Padres continue to roll along. They beat Philadelphia 2-0, taking the series from the Phils. But I do have a bone to pick with you, Scraby.
With me?
Yes, despite the complaint department being closed, I have a bone to pick. It's a different
department. The bone to pick department.
Yes. This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by BioNTech and also Pfizer. You've heard the latest news, traffic, weather. You've heard all the sports stuff. But there's something else you should hear. Consider getting a COVID-19 booster, as recommended by the CDC. Here's my quick bone to pick with you. Your number three question on Chris versus the Fans referred to David Ortiz and all of his home runs, mostly hit with the Boston Red Sox.
Yes.
But you said there was another guy who wore a Red Sox uniform who had more home runs.
Yeah.
And that was Manny Ramirez.
Yes.
But I think you were kind of referring to who you felt hit the most home runs in a Red Sox uniform.
See, the question was total career. I asked the question poorly.
Right. But, okay, so now I'm going with your poorly asked question, which was, in essence, what player who wore a Boston Red Sox uniform hit the most career home runs?
No, I gave a hint.
The answer to that is not Manny Ramirez. The answer to that is Babe Ruth.
Okay, but
Babe
I wasn't asking for Babe Ruth.
49 of his home runs with the Boston Red Sox before he went to the Yankees. Clearing that up.
Okay, thank you. I don't know what the difference is, but I mean, I get it. There's a difference, but I don't count the Babe Ruth days. I just made that up right now.
Yes. Tony doesn't count them either.
Yeah, because he waddles around the bases. We've already talked about this.
With great speed and dexterity.
Yes, he does.
Babe Ruth, the fastest slugger in the history of baseball. If you ever watch the footage. What's it take him? Like 3.2 seconds to get around there?
Takes him faster than the guys are today, and he waddles.
He waddles around quickly. All right, let's get to today's daily gamble.
We're going to skip the open, Chris, because the open is like a minute long.
All right, just go ahead and start.
And we're just
going to
get right
results.
Into it. Daily gambit stuff we bet on yesterday, and we started with some Blake Snell over unders on his strikeouts, 4.5. Chris said under, and with his well thought out reasoning, I said over because I thought Snellzilla would dominate. He was somewhere in the middle, and he had 5Ks, so he was over.
He was definitely over it. He did not dominate.
Yes, he did not dominate.
As I said earlier, the
he didn't
five
struggle
strikeouts
too bad.
Is a good sign.
Yeah.
He struggled, but it just goes to show his stuff is still pretty hard to hit when he's
on, when he wants to.
No, when he's commanding it.
Yes,
he
that's
always
true.
Wants to.
Yeah, true. Zach Wheeler, I know. I was trying to move on
it sound
fast.
Like sometimes he goes after and doesn't.
He's
really
like he
want
doesn't.
Do
yeah, he doesn't care, and he's just throwing him up. No, he doesn't do that at all. Zach Wheeler on the other side, over under 5.5 strikeouts. Both of us said over. Both of us were right. 9 Ks for Zach Wheeler.
That was a blowout.
The parlay that I've been trying to craft did not happen again because the Angels and the Rangers, they did combine for over 7.5 runs. They combined for 11. The Royals did win on the money line 6-2, But the Padres lost 3-0, and they were +1.5. If they lost by one, it would have hit, but it didn't. Chris said no on that one. Chris also said no on the Astros and the Red Sox combining for over 9 runs. They only had 6, so they were under, and that was dead in the water. The Marlins did not beat the Nationals. Nationals won 5-4 in 10 innings or 11 innings, and the Orioles did complete their half of the bet, which was +1.5, and they only lost to the Yankees by 1. So, Chris, you were right on those. Now, the Mavs and the Warriors last night. Chris took the Warriors. I took the Mavs. The Warriors were favored by 5.5 points. I said the Warriors are going to win, but it'll be close. Didn't matter. The Warriors won big, 112-87.
Wasn't close.
Not close.
112-87.
You're having a good day so far, Chris.
Doing all right. The shooting in that game last night was really, really bad. I got to be honest with you. Dallas was getting wide open looks and just missing them. Golden State was getting contested looks, and that worries me as this series moves forward. Dallas has got to make some of those wide-open shots. They were 11 for 48 last night from the arc.
I think I turned it on real quick, and Reggie Miller said that they're on pace for 60 threes in the game or something, which is
insane. Yeah, they came up a little short of that, but they only hit 23% from the arc, and Doncic only had 20 points.
Well, to
so
go along with that,
into a runaway.
We did the bet of Luka and Klay Thompson to have a combined 10-plus made threes. Both of us said no and under on this. They combined for 4, not even close. Steph Curry to have 5-plus threes and a Warriors win. The Warriors did win. Steph had 3 threes. So, Chris, you said yes on this one. I said
know.
No. But it's all right.
Nobody
it's
had right. more than 3 threes in this game.
Yeah, because our next bet was +2,500. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Luka, 5-plus threes made each. Not even close. Nope, nope, nope.
Nobody made it.
Now, our crazy bet, +100,000 each team.
I was keeping an eye on this.
Me too.
But
each
by
team,
the end of the first, it was dead.
Yeah, 31-plus points in each quarter. It didn't. There was only one quarter by the Warriors. Their third quarter had 32 points, I believe.
34.
34, so it was the only quarter over 31 points.
Yeah, Dallas didn't make 31 points in any quarter.
Now, we did some NHL, the Rangers at the Hurricanes. Both of us picked the Rangers thinking they were hot.
The
Hurricanes won
2-1.
They
were up 1-0 late in the game. Carolina tied it up and then knocked one in overtime.
The other game, Oilers and the Flames.
This was a classic,
the battle
baby.
For Alberta.
No, this was a classic game. I don't know if you realize that they had 15 goals.
Yeah, 9-6. The Flames
nine
won. Both of us
six.
Chose the Oilers, so it didn't
but
matter.
But 9-6, this is one of the craziest NHL games I've ever seen. Calgary led 6-2. Edmonton came back, tied it up 6-6 in the third period before Calgary pulled away to one of the highest scoring playoff victories in NHL history.
Wow.
Yeah, there aren't too many NHL games.
Nine goals is a lot.
No, 15 total.
Yeah, I know, but 9 goals for one team is a lot.
Yeah, you don't get
nine
that.
9 goals combined is a lot.
Yeah.
All right, tonight's bets. The Celtics are at the Heat. Once again, the Heat are favored by 1.5 points, Chris.
Well, I'm sticking with my theory that
Did
I went
announce?
With the other day. They haven't announced Marcus Smart, but they said he's probable. So I'm going to assume that he's going to play. I'm assuming Al Horford's going to be back in there. And with that, the Celtics go in, even this series. I will take Boston plus, and I get, what, 1.5?
Yep. I'm going to go with the Heat. I feel like Jimmy Buckets is out to prove something. He seems like he has a major chip on his shoulder.
He's on a roll right
and
now.
He is on a roll. So I'm going to take the Heat there. And the Lightning
absolute roll.
The Lightning and the Florida Panthers are playing right now, so we can't bet on that. 0-0 anyway.
Oh, we
but
can bet on that. They just started. They've only played. Nope. Tampa Bay
goal.
Just scored.
All right,
instant.
So the bet's out.
I'll take Tampa Bay.
Okay. You're going to take up the score goal in the first period.
I think Tampa Bay will do that.
The other game, the other game is the Blues and the Avalanche once again. Avalanche are heavy favorites in this one. I'll take the Avs, Chris.
Yeah, Avalanche, they survived game one. In overtime, they win a little easier in game two. I will take the Avalanche.
All right. So
and by the way, that Calgary-Edmonton game last night?
Yes.
Only 4 playoff games in history have had more goals than that game. So it's the 5th highest scoring playoff game ever. The NHL has been playing for a little while.
It's the battle for Alberta, right?
Yes, you've said that like 50 times. You are enamored with that for some reason.
Because it's kind of funny.
the province of Alberta is hockey crazy.
It is.
And the state of Miami, you know, it's the
state of Miami?
the state of Florida, the city of Miami. The city of Miami is split because you got the Panthers playing at home right now against the Lightning. And then in an hour, you got the Heat playing at home against the Celtics.
You know,
both teams playing on the same night.
That's a rare tough one for a fan there, but I don't feel bad for them whatsoever.
Well, Tampa Bay just took a 1-0 lead over Florida in that hockey playoff. We'll take a break, check traffic. No, we won't check traffic. We'll do that when we return and get into our Big Five on 97.3 The Fan.
Previously on the John Cantara Show.
This guy's got the great mound poise, mental makeup. I mean, this is what you're looking for. This is what you're looking for in a pitcher. And last night, he piggybacked with Mike Clevinger. The three innings, got it to Taylor Rogers, and he closed it out for his 14th save in 15 attempts. That was great. That was a textbook victory last night by our Padres.
Listen to the John Cantara Show weekdays from 10 to 2 on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Favorite coach, Nick Saban, is going to make an appearance in the Big Five. I'm pretty sure of that.
I'm sorry? Sorry.
I said my favorite coach, Nick Saban, is going to make an appearance in the Big Five.
He sure is.
Right,
he sure is.
I wanted to congratulate my favorite college football coach, Nick Saban.
He is my favorite college football coach, and you'll hear why as the Big Five gets underway here on Gwen and Chris right after a quick check of traffic.
From the Premier Kia of Carlsbad Traffic Center, part of the Premier Auto family, here's Kelly Tanick.
Traffic is sponsored by Hintwater. Still seeing a lot of slowing on southbound side of the 805, even though they cleared that crash before the 163. Also traveling on the eastbound King Freeway at the southbound.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, two things before we get into the Big Five here. The Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. Also, if you miss anything during our show, especially if you did not hear Chris and I going back and forth over his crackers, that was in the 420 area of the show, you can go to 973thefansd.com or download the Odyssey app and search for Gwen and Chris. The crackers, you're going to need to know about that, so go back and listen to it. But let's get into it, because you did say...
Number five.
Well, the thing about the crackers is you complain about the crackers.
Every day.
On a day when we closed the complaint department.
The complaint department
has been shut down since we came on the air today.
Yeah. It's true.
Yet you still complain about these crackers.
Because that was off the air.
Get over it.
The complaining department is only on the air.
I'm going to eat.
All right. I'm going to eat. The big headline fight of the day centers on three very powerful, large football coaches in the game. Nick Saban sent some shots across the bow of Texas A&M's Jimbo Fisher and Jackson State's Deion Sanders. Here is what started it all and what Nick Saban said about Texas A&M.
And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
So that's what Nick Saban said, and he accused Texas A&M
of
buying players.
Do you have the crybaby sound you could play along with Nick Saban's comments?
Well, yes, when we get to your answer. Here's the Jimbo Fisher response. Jimbo, a man of high integrity, is very angry. And here's what he said.
Play the crying one for Saban, play the laughter for Jimbo Fisher.
You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. And they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. And it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top, and the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families in Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right. But we're always going to be here. We're doing a heck of a job. These coaches have done a great job. Our players have done a great job.
All right, I don't need to hear about how great of a job. I don't need to hear any more of that either. So he calls him a narcissist.
Yeah.
He says, we built him up to be this czar of football. Go dig into his past. He also said that he thinks he's God. So that was a lot, too. Now, Dion responded to the accusations with a tweet saying this. You best believe I will address that lie Coach Saban told tomorrow. I was awakened by my son that sent me the article saying that we paid Travis Hunter Jr. $1 million to play at Jackson State. We as a people don't have to pay our people to play with our people. So that was Dion's tweet.
No, boy.
Chris.
Yes.
Who do you believe in all this?
Well, I don't know who to believe in all of this. Number one, as I said, Saban's a crybaby because when he doesn't get his way, he cries. And he does think he's God. And that's one of the things I can't stand about him. But I'm never going to be on the side of Jimbo Fisher either. This guy's laughable. And do I believe that he hasn't paid practically every Texas A&M player a bundle of money? I will never believe that that's not the case. Dion, I'll give Dion the benefit of the doubt because he's only at Jackson State. But here's what I will say about all of this, Scraby. The spirit of the NIL, right, was for athletes to be able to get out there and be able to perhaps make some money off their image and likeness for playing college sports.
It was supposed to be very innocent. Right? It was very helpful.
That's right. But we all knew when this all came in that it was going to be damaging to the game of college football and to college basketball and everything else. Because what is happening? Boosters are now not giving their money to the universities. Boosters are saving their money to give them directly to recruits.
Yeah.
So even though Jimbo Fisher can say he hasn't bought a player, you can't tell me the Texas A&M players aren't making millions of dollars. Because Jimbo Fisher's big spenders, because
they do a rat
deep pockets, are out there going ahead and supporting these kids who come to Texas A&M because they want Texas A&M to have the best team and they want Texas A&M to win. If I'm a San Diego State guy and I have a couple of billion extra dollars, I'd love to give it to a bunch of kids too so that the Aztecs could win. But I know I can't keep up with the deep pockets in the Southeast. The whole spirit of the NIL has already been torched, and we're only about a year and a half into this.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
So how much worse is it going to get?
I don't know. Who do I believe? I don't believe anyone.
I don't either.
I don't believe anyone They're all probably guilty of something. And Nick Saban did come back later in the day and say he apologized. He said he shouldn't have singled out Texas A&M. But I think he doesn't really care because he already said it.
Well, he said, I don't have any regrets over anything else I said.
Yeah. Well,
and he's trying to make a point that the NIL thing is getting out of hand. But the point for Saban is that he didn't need the NIL to get the best players.
No.
He was already getting them. Other schools are using the NIL in order to try and keep up with Saban.
Yes.
So it's understandable that Saban would find this thing to be all very distasteful.
Yeah.
Because he was able to get the best players before this came into being. Now, this new way of doing things has opened it up for a bidding war.
Yeah.
And that's not what it was intended to do.
Yep.
But I don't know how you're going to stop it because
a lot of
toothpaste is already out of that tube.
It is, and Jimbo Fisher, spare me with your high moral ground because you left Florida State. You take $100 million.
No kidding, Jimbo Fisher. I'll be honest with you right now, Scraby. You heard it here. Saban versus Jimbo Fisher,
celebrity death match.
Give me Saban.
Saban He's in shape for being a 70-year-old man.
Give me Saban.
All right.
In the court of high moral ground, give me Saban over Fisher.
I don't know. I think maybe people named Jimbo Scrap.
Let's move on.
Okay. Number four.
While a handful of golf's biggest stars have expressed their disappointment that reigning champion Phil Mickelson isn't defending his PGA Championship victory this week, one former champion sounded glad he wasn't playing. Dave Stockton, who won the PGA Championship in 1970 and 1976, said to reporters that he wasn't missed at the annual Champions Dinner earlier this week. He said, "It was a fun evening. Phil was not missed. I think Phil would have been a big distraction whether he was here. The story here this week is the PGA," end quote. I'm up first. How are we supposed to feel about Phil now? We're going to be talking to Charlie Hoffman here in about 12 minutes. But I don't know. I don't know how to feel about Phil anymore, because if I have to believe if there's enough smoke, there's got to be fire. As a fan, I love Phil on the golf course, and if we're talking about that, I want him on the golf course. But if he's not a good guy, and he's genuinely not a good guy, then I can't support Phil. So that's where I'm at with this, Chris. What do you think?
Not every great athlete is a good guy.
Yeah.
All right, number one. Number two, Phil Mickelson has been enough of a good guy to get the support of thousands upon thousands, maybe even millions of golf fans around the world. So Phil Mickelson obviously has taken some major missteps here in the last year, and his whole, you know, image is up for grabs.
Yeah.
But I just want to ask one thing. Who the hell is Dave Stockton? Shut up and go back and crawl into the hole you came out of.
He's a two-time major winner.
Nobody cares about you from 1970 and 76. Be quiet. And just enjoy and attend the dinner like everybody else and eat your rubber chicken.
He's also a very, very, very highly accomplished golf coach. So
that's great.
That's great. But we'll ask Charlie here in about 10 minutes about all of that stuff that's going on.
All right.
Number three.
The Suns had the best regular season in the NBA, but they were ousted early from the playoffs by the Dallas Mavericks. And Suns player DeAndre Ayton is going to be a hot topic this offseason. And had a pretty bumpy last few months with the team, a pretty bumpy game seven. He did an interview with ESPN recently, and he said it's hard to go to sleep after games. So he plays video games with family members until about 4 or 5 a.m. According to ESPN, he, quote, Ayton typically wakes up around 6 a.m. After only getting about 2 hours of sleep, there's time for a quick round of gaming after breakfast. Then he's off to practice. Then it's back home to finish talking trash and practicing moves on the virtual court. Now, on game days, Ayton is focused on the game, but his schedule will still include time for video games.
All right.
End quote. Chris, if you're a team who could possibly be looking to acquire him, would you need to talk to him about his video game use?
No, I don't have to talk to him about his video game use. I'm pretty sure most young athletes nowadays, professionals and collegiate alike, playing as many video games as they possibly can. They love it. You love it. I don't understand it, so I can't love it, but I'm sure if I did, I would probably love it too. Got no problems.
I do have a problem.
Why do you have
because
a problem?
Because when you're getting
with
only
how the guy spends his free time.
Because, okay, correct. I'm having a problem with how he spends his free time. But
yes, you are.
Video games are addicting, and it's an addiction to some people when they play.
Okay.
They cannot stop playing, and it sounds like he's one of those guys. A two-hour cat nap before you go to practice, you're probably not going to be
23 years old.
Yeah, but two hours.
Probably sleeps on the airplane when he's not playing video games.
I don't know. I'm going to have to say, hey, can you
listen
cut
to
your video games?
People's lives.
I'm not running his life.
Yes, you are. You're trying to.
It seems like it's affecting his.
Trying to run his life.
Okay, maybe I.
Is it affecting him? He's one of the all-star players in the NBA.
He underperformed.
In the playoffs?
And he gets in fights. He got into a fight with this. Well, rumors that he got into a fight and he got benched in game seven. Isn't that true?
They were losing by 40 points in game seven. They had to change up something.
Okay. I don't know if he was benched for a reason. But anyway, I just think that you should maybe cut back on the video games a little bit.
Everything in moderation is a very good way to go through your life.
There you
but
go.
It's not the way for everybody.
I know.
Number
Trust
two.
Me, you're telling a guy
yes,
who
am.
Had to give up alcohol because I couldn't moderate.
Correct.
Yankees prospect Jake Sanford was cut over allegations that he repeatedly hounded teammates for their equipment to sell online while also occasionally swiping it from their lockers, a person told New Jersey Advance Media. They said, quote, he was scamming other players. According to the allegations on social media, he also scammed fans. While he allegedly sold equipment he could get his hands on, legally and illegally, fans accused him of defrauding them by taking money in advance for autographed equipment he never delivered. His signing bonus with the Yankees after being selected in the 2019 draft was a cool $597,500. He signed with the Frontier League, I read. So I'm up first. Should baseball ban him a few years? Yes. This guy was stealing from his teammates to profit off of things that happened in high A. And he has $597,500. This guy was stealing his teammates' equipment so he could sell it online and then not actually sell it online. So they have to take control of this situation. This is crazy. I've never heard anything like this. And I think Jake Sanford, I don't know what's up with that guy. Stealing your teammates' equipment would be my last straw, Chris.
That's a high-quality guy we're talking about here.
Yes,
so
very
upstanding. So we've got to be careful in how we deal with him. No, I mean, this is... I don't know if they're going to ban him for 2 or 3 years, but, yeah, I would just wouldn't want him in my organization. I mean, buyer beware. I don't know that you have to ban the guy. I mean, obviously, if somebody wants to take a chance on him and wants somebody running around the locker room stealing everybody's personal items and effects...
Hey, dude, can I get your socks?
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Can I get your socks?
It's pretty embarrassing.
And then you go steal his socks from his locker while he's in the shower.
It just goes to show
something.
You there's people of low moral character in all walks of life.
It's true.
Baseball included.
It's true. All right.
Number one.
Bad news for the New York Mets. Max Scherzer, one of the hardest names in baseball for me to say. Max Scherzer, one of their best pitchers, is going to be sidelined for quite a while with an injury. The Mets announced Thursday that he is he has an oblique strain, and he's going to miss 6 to 8 weeks while it heals. And I know it's probably a really bad injury if Max can't get through it, because he's probably one of the toughest baseball players, pitchers in Major League Baseball. But as a couch athlete, Chris, what is the lamest injury for you? An oblique strain always comes up, and I'm always like, that
no,
seems kind of lame.
No, an oblique strain's huge. Are you kidding me?
I know.
If you have a
strain
in your side, how are you supposed to pitch? I don't have any problem with
but
that.
But if a player keeps coming
what's
up with...
What's the lamest one?
Yeah. Like, do you want me to go first?
Yeah,
I have it in mind.
Go ahead.
Like calf strains that keep you out for 60 days. Like, what is that? That's so lame. You're a professional athlete, and a calf strain is going to keep you up for 60 days?
I don't know. The lamest injury I ever heard of was a ball player, and I can't remember which one it was, going on the disabled list because he hurt his eyelid sleeping on a bad pillow in a hotel room or something and rolled over in the middle of the night. I don't remember. I mean, just...
A pillow poked at his eye?
Sammy Sosa once went on the DL for sneezing.
I do know that, and I sneezes are no joke.
Yeah.
But anyway. Right.
That's pretty crazy.
That's bad for the Mets, though.
Yeah, tough luck for the Mets. Already Jacob DeGrom's out, and Max Scherzer, and Tyler McGill. Too bad, Mets. Watch the Padres sail past you in the overall standings.
Yeah.
Gwynn and Chris coming back with Charlie Hoffman to talk PGA golf next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.